Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
As we stated earlier, there's just a lot going on with UConn athletics and specifically with UConn men's basketball. And, I'll go through the whole litany of things we can start with. I want to bring in one of our favorites, Mike Anthony from CT Insider, joining us here on Brian and Company. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good. So Tom Moore is going to be the GM. Mike Nardi's coming from Villanova. The Bridgeport bean counter is coming up to be the UConn bean counter in athletics. You got a new facility. Alex Caravan's coming back. I mean, those are all the items up for bid. You choose.
Oh, man. It's been a whirlwind, right? It's like the season becomes the off season, becomes the season of turbulence, becomes the next season right away. Everything moves so quickly in college athletics these days. But it's interesting because this is just like this period is a portal to a new world of revenue sharing and a new way of operating, the complete absence of amateurism moving forward. So everything's changed. Rosters change every year. Programs ebb and flow with success and failure. And yeah, college athletics is on the move in a totally new direction. It never stops.
So I'm curious because they broke ground on a new facility. I mean, Tom Moore must, I mean, I know it's public. I didn't get a chance to look it up. He makes probably at least $500,000. He's not taking a pay cut to become GM. So Mike Nardi, you lure him away from Villanova, he's got to be making at least $500,000. You got your two assistants making, between $750,000 and $1 million. And you, of course, have Dan Hurley, the highest paid employee in the state. They don't have football revenue. Where is this money coming from?
Where does it come from? It comes from support from the university. It comes from them raising a lot of it. It comes from them generating quite a bit through.
But they don't generate
multimedia deals.
They don't generate. I mean, you compare it to any SEC, ACC, Big Ten, whatever school. I mean, the money is not even close. I mean, you're telling me that there's
no. But you'd be surprised how many schools out there receive similar support from their universities. Even Power Five schools have to meet their budget with the help of a subsidy. UConn is in a unique position in that they don't have the earning power of a Power Five football program. But if you line them up against schools like them or against lower level Power Five programs, they do a heck of a good job generating a lot of revenue. Now, does that make the ends meet perfectly? No, it doesn't. And they need some help every year from the university and the state, which they get. But they generate a lot of money, and like any program out there, they certainly have to spend a lot of money. And it's like, the question is, all right, do you want to do this or not? Do you want to be a successful program? Do you want to win these championships that the state celebrates every year? You have to make a choice, and it's either all, you can't be half in with something like this. You have to operate your program and your platform in a certain way. In order to win, you can't take any half measures. So, it's an expensive world, and it's an expensive endeavor. It just is what it is.
But the takeaway, and I want to move on, but the takeaway is then they are getting sufficient money to be able to compete on NIL and other stuff.
Sure. Okay. They're in a pretty good space. Like you mentioned NIL, they're in a good space with NIL. they're going to be in a good space with revenue sharing because they won't have to share to the extent that Power 5 programs will, where they'll spread most of their money, funnel most of their money, I should say, towards the football programs. And UConn can spend on the football front in a way that makes them competitive with similar football programs and funnel the majority of their money toward to basketball, where they're obviously competing with everybody.
Mike Anthony, CT Insider. Again, go to ctinsider.com. He's written a bunch of stuff of late, and you know, most recently, you know, looking into Mike Nardi, the hire from Villanova, and obviously molded by Jay Wright. Is he in the Hall of Fame yet, or no? I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach, right? I mean,
I believe Jay got in the Hall of Fame. Yeah,
yeah. You know, I want to ask about Caravan. I mean, obviously, we know he seems like a really good young man, smart, does all the right things, and everyone likes him. I it was obvious that he wasn't going to get a bona fide opportunity to be on an NBA roster, and kind of deservedly so. I mean, the way he kind of showed last season. But, you know, I was thinking about it, and I'm asking it honestly, and I may have asked you this before. He comes back, obviously talented player, smart kid, tons of, you know, institutional knowledge. But does, you know, in some ways, though, they feel like the program kind of needed to turn the page. Is everything great? Is like Hurley wants him? Does everyone want him back?
Well, I would think so. I think ideally, from an initial program celebration and perspective, 2 years ago, the ideal situation would have been that he went in the first round and went out with the Klingons and those guys. But But to answer your question, of course they welcome him back. He's going to be one of their best players. What's been unfair to Alex is he didn't receive the support from teammates last season that for 2 years he offered to those headlining guys that came before him. I think UConn's going to have a more complete, more capable roster this year, so I think Alex will function better just for the support he'll receive. But the line he was straddling there with going pro or coming back was an interesting one. When you consider something like that and you're a player like that, you go into it full of confidence. There's no way Alex Caravan would go into a process like that not thinking, you know what, I'm worth a guaranteed contract. I can do this.
Yeah.
But the reality is those are hard to come by. And all it takes is one team. But if you don't know you're going to get a guaranteed contract, you come back. And with him coming back, it's not even necessarily about taking another stab at playing his way into first-round status or improving his stock. I think people have seen enough of Alex Caravan the last few years to know exactly what he is, what type of person he is, what type of player he is. But if you start now, look, I haven't spoken to him. I don't know exactly what went through his mind, but I'm just surmising here that a player in his position could say, well, if I come to the realization I'm not going to get a huge payday or a guaranteed contract in the NBA, why not come back to UConn and make a boatload of money instead of, say, immediately going overseas or taking a G League deal where the money wouldn't be as great? So he's going to make more money as a college player.
Okay, that's what I was curious about.
I would think.
Yeah. I was wondering what his compensation would be, and obviously...
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
Call 866-4-SEASONS. Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe he's, you know, maybe he ends up a 4A player and plays in Europe. I mean, who knows if he's an NBA player or not? I don't know.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with going over to Europe for 12 or 15 years and making a boatload of money and setting yourself up for life, for sure.
I totally agree. We're talking with Mike Anthony from CT Insider here on Brian and Company. Again, go to ctinsider.com. If you just Google Mike Anthony and CT Insider, you can go to this jump page where it has everything he's written. You talked about the more complete roster. You know, I was looking at some stuff, and I don't know it as well as you, but they have two guards coming in from the portal, right? And they have Solo Ball and the kid Mullins, Mr. Indiana, at the guard. And then Caravan Stewart and I guess Jaden Ross and I don't know who else fills out the forwards, and then Terrace Reed's here, and then this 7-footer coming in as a freshman. I mean, you know, I don't know that the 7-footer is going to be Klingon-esque, but it's nice to have that kind of body in the middle. And I love Terrace Reed when he was in shape and focused. How good can this team potentially be?
Well, I think they can be great. You know, to be fair, I also thought going into last season they'd be really good, and not that they were bad. They were just a pretty darn good team last year, not a great team, which we had seen the previous 2 years. But they have something on paper that looks pretty attractive, I would say. They have some experienced players coming in from the portal. They have size. To me, a lot of it comes down to these guys that they expected to blossom last year. Will they blossom this year? The Jaden Rosses of the world, you know. They had so many options, and they were so deep those past couple of years. And last year, a couple players pieces didn't work out quite as well. This year, I think they look, again on paper, we'll see what happens, but they look to be in positioned better, deeper. And I think, you know, getting back to Alex just for a moment, I mean, Alex will be surrounded by better talent, and Alex can maybe settle back into a more comfortable role where he doesn't feel like he has to be the headlining guy, all fingers pointing at him every possession.
Yeah. Good stuff, Mike. I wish we could talk more about the Nardi hire, but we don't have time. Have a great rest of your spring and summer. I'm sure I'll chase you down at some point.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun. but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.